Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
We've done that combination at him a few times on the pick ball. You know, it was that same combination route that we ran at him. So didn't know if we were going to get the look or not, but the corner came in with Earl, and the safety stayed kind of inside. So the only place really to put it was to on the back shoulder and turn him and let him make a play. And he did, made a play, stayed in bounds, was able to extend the ball for a touchdown. It was a great play on his part. It's huge. He was there all day long. Punt, returns, kickoff, return. I think he was averaging 50 yards of kickoff return. So defense did a great job. It's hard to win a game with four turnovers. It just is. It's hard to do in this league. And you can't do it without great special teams play and a great defense. And defense stepped up when we needed them to step up. And offensively, we kept kind of killing ourselves. I thought we had a great game plan. The plays were there. You know, two picks on my part, one tipped. It was unfortunate. Then the fumble gave him seven. So it's hard to do without a lot of help. And we got it. And we had a chance at the end. The guys did a great job. The offensive line played spectacular again all day. Sometimes only brought four. Sometimes we were seeing five and six. And guys picked it up. You know, with the confidence, you know, Mel, he tells me before every game, hey, we got your back. And they do. Whenever it comes time for the defense to make a stop or defense to get a turnover, they do. You know, on the pick in the end zone, they turned around and picked six. There at the end, whenever we fumbled, and you know, they got a stop down the goal line and held them to three and gave us a chance to win the ball game. So it's taken everyone in that locker room 2 weeks in a row. It's hard to judge him because he is such a great blocker that sometimes you get caught up in, hey, we can get three out, and he can lock down a defensive end. He's great in run blocking. But then you see him run routes, and you're like, man, okay, we got to throw him the ball. So you kind of have to use him on both avenues there and use him enough in the passing game as a blocker that keeps him off balance and then get him his touches. And some games are going to go different than other. The last two, he's got a lot of balls, and whenever he's got opportunities to make plays, he's made some big ones for us. It's huge because you don't really know what to do on defense, I don't think. You know, if you man everyone, you know, we got guys on the outside. If you want to play two-man, Martellus and Forte are both going to beat up linebackers. If you want to just zone us out with the way we run block and the way the offensive line is playing, we can run the ball pretty efficiently, and we can still check it down to those two big guys. So it's a tough matchup. With that being said, still four turnovers is too much for this offense, especially three on me. So a lot to clean up. We're grateful for the win. It's just we just got to get better. You know, they're gonna be as calm as I am, and I try to stay relatively calm out there, especially in the fourth quarter. As long as I'm not razzled and too fired up. Kyle Long, he gets a little fired up just because he walks in the building fired up. So he's our kind of our energizer buddy out there, and everyone else is pretty calm. So got a great group of guys out there. I think B said it. You know, everyone cares for each other so much on this offense, and even in the whole team. I mean, we all want everyone to succeed, and right now we're making plays, and we have to make plays. I was, you know. Yeah, I mean, I was just talking about it earlier. We ran that combo at them four or five times in the game, so they finally picked up on it. We ran it one too many times on the pick, and then we called it again down there in the red zone, and I don't know. They're not going to like what they saw on film. It's too deep. They should have had a pretty good play to defend it, but the corner, you know, he got a little sneaky, came down with Earl, and the safety stayed tight too, gave us a shot. It's been good. Matt's seen a lot of stuff. He's seen a lot of football as a player and as a coach, so nothing really rattles him. So he, you know, he just tops the bench and says, come over and sit down, and we talk it out. You know, if I've got to vent something, he lets me get it off my chest, and then he just moves straight to the pictures, and he's a calming influence over there. Relays to me what Tress is thinking for the next calls, and what he sees, what I see. So he's a good communicator, a good in between, because you know Tress is obviously doing a lot of things during the game. He can't take it and spend that much time with me.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.